ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing supplication number 8 of this beautiful supplication, and that is about Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua when seeking refuge from evil traits and blameworthy actions. And we were still discussing verse number 1, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam seeks refuge of Allah from specific traits. So he starts saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hayajanil hirs wa sawratil ghadab wa ghalabatil hasad wa qillatil qana'a wa shakasatil khulq wa ilhahish shahwa wa malakatil hamiyya. The translation of which is, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the arousal of greed, the vehemence of anger, the domination of jealousy, the frailty of patience, the paucity of satisfaction, the malice of character, persistence of patience, the disposition to vehemence. Now, inshallah, we will look at these verses and these phrases one by one and reveal the problems that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is trying to seek refuge Allah from these problems.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
the first thing that Imam mentions after saying Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, he says, min hayajanil hirs, O God, I seek refuge in you from the arousal of greed. Now, another very important thing that we would like to mention before we go into this discussion about greed is, because we are talking about the evil traits that a person usually gets within his lifetime and develops within his lifetime, it is important for us to know that how do these traits come about and how do they station in the soul of a person. Because usually the soul of a person, when he is created, he has an unsullied disposition, a disposition which is pure. in some narrations we find that what is mentioned for such a pure soul, whether he is born in a Christian family or a Muslim family or a Jewish family or any other kind of family, when he is born with what is known as fitrah. Fitrah is that innate, unsullied disposition that doesn't even, you know, like to do bad. It only likes to do what is godly, all right? And then the parents, due to training, يُهَوِّدَانَهُ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانَهُ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانَهُ as riwayat tell us. Then it is the parents who make the children Christians or Magians or Jews, depending on the training that they get. But if the training is proper, then you find that they become powerful believers because of the training.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So what is important for us to know is that how do these evil traits come about? There is a law that in one of our earlier discussions we have already pointed out to this law, but then because this subject is in question here and we are trying to address this subject here, it is important for us to know and remind ourselves about that principle that we already talked about. And that is that usually when a person does a good thing or a bad thing, there is a mark that is left in his soul. And if that deed is repeated, then the mark becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. A time comes that that mark turns into a habit, which we call a trait. It becomes a second nature. And after a certain time, it also unites with that soul. And then it becomes a part of that soul. So, for example, if a person tries to do something that pertains to open-handedness, and he is open-handed, and he, for example, gives charity today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, increases his charity, is so selfless that even when he does not have enough, he tries to even sometimes take a loan and gives charity and so on. A time comes that it becomes a part of his soul. First, it is in the state of a mark, which is known as hal. And then, because of repetition, it becomes ingrained and stationed in the soul. It becomes a second habit, and therefore it becomes a trait, which is known as malaka. And then a certain time it becomes such that it becomes a part of himself. It cannot separate from himself, and that is a very high level. This is with regard to positive attributes. Negative attributes are the same. If a person does evil, for example, he displays an action of stinginess and he repeats that action of stinginess, a time comes that his soul is actually mixed with that and he becomes one with that. And really, if the veils that cover him were to be unraveled, he would see the problems that he is facing because of his stingy soul, because of his niggardly soul. And therefore, this is the process which is known as going from a state of soul to a trait of soul. And therefore, when we are talking about Hayajan al-Hirs, that inshallah we'll talk about, or Sawrat al-Ghadab, that, you know, the anger that a person is overcome with, and all these evil natures that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is talking about, these things are formed because of repetitive actions. That is why a person gains these, and that is why he does these things. That is why he gets agitated. That's why he gets, you know, angry. That is why he gets niggardly. That's why he becomes greedy and so on. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio. with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد